The Trump-Xi Beijing Summit 2026 has concluded with an unexpected twist. Instead of a grueling battle over tariff percentages, global supply chains just received a multi-billion-dollar aerospace injection. The high-stakes, two-day diplomatic theater wrapped up on Saturday, May 16, 2026, delivering a massive commercial windfall that has sent shockwaves of relief through the global manufacturing sector. Rather than hammering out a complex, sweeping trade treaty, U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping opted for pure purchasing power to ease bilateral friction, leaving the existing tariff architecture entirely untouched. The capital goods liftoff. Boeing and GE secure major orders. The White House officially unveiled the centerpiece of the commercial package, framing it as a monumental win for American industrial labor. By focusing heavily on high-value capital goods, the agreement aims to correct trade imbalances through direct, massive corporate orders. The Boeing commitment. China has placed a firm order for over 200 Boeing commercial aircraft, coupled with a strategic pledge to acquire up to 750 more over the next decade. The GE engine surge. To power these new airframes, the deal includes the purchase of up to 450 General Electric, GE, aerospace engines, ensuring deep, multi-year integration between U.S. engineering and Chinese state carriers. The diplomatic thaw. President Trump characterized the two-day event as an amazing period of time, signaling strong personal chemistry and a temporary pause on hostile economic rhetoric. The Trans-Pacific tariff status quo. Silence is golden. The most critical takeaway for global logistics planners was actually what wasn't said. President Trump confirmed that broader trade tariffs were not discussed during these high-level sessions. For international tax directors, customs brokers, and supply chain planners, this silence provides immediate, much-needed predictability. By leaving the Trans-Pacific tariff architecture exactly as it is, both superpowers have preserved a fragile stability for supply chains currently reeling from volatile shipping surcharges and Middle East energy shocks. Key outcomes. The Beijing Aerospace Ledger Boeing Airframes, 200-plus firm commercial aircraft deliveries, backed by a long-term 750 jet procurement pledge. This provides a massive demand buffer for the U.S. manufacturing supply chain. GE Aerospace Propulsion, up to 450 engines secured, bringing extensive multi-year service and maintenance contracts to the table. Trans-Pacific tariffs, no change. The status quo remains entirely intact, allowing existing ERP cost models to hold steady for Q2 2026. The return of big purchase diplomacy. The reality check. This outcome is a classic page from the vintage trade playbook, buying geopolitical peace with big-ticket industrial orders. By purchasing hundreds of Boeing jets and GE engines, Beijing provides the U.S. administration with an undeniable domestic economic victory right ahead of the midterms. In return, China buys structural stability and an unwritten pause on further tariff escalations. For corporate tax departments, the lack of tariff discussions is the best-case scenario. It means the import cost models currently programmed into your corporate systems will remain accurate for the foreseeable future.